Well, it won't be long till the boys and girls are back in town in Ottawa. I do believe Parliament is to resume sitting on September 15th. Some thoughts on that and what things may look like in Ottawa now that Pierre Poilievre has retained a seat following yesterday's by-election. We got Brian Lilly joining us on the line. Of course, Brian, Toronto Sun political columnist. It seems like forever, Brian, since we've seen the politicians sitting around the House of Commons, doesn't it?
Well, consider this. They only sat for 20 days this year. That was in the month of May and into June after the election.
Yeah.
They hadn't conducted any parliamentary business last fall from the end of September until the House rose for the Christmas break in December. And then they were supposed to come back in January, and instead, Justin Trudeau stands up and announces he was going to resign and prorogue Parliament, thus on January 6th, thus forcing me to end my Palm Springs vacation sooner and head back to Canada because work suddenly got busy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they got a pretty good gig anyway. Even when they normally sit, they only sit for, what, about a third of the year, 130 days or so?
Yeah. And I normally will defend MPs and just say, look, they do a lot of work when they're in their constituencies. But that's when they're sitting, 100 and odd days, as you say, a year. And then they have to do a lot of the work back home in the ridings. That does take work. But the idea that you're just going to, be busy when you're in the riding that much, I mean, that's ludicrous. You can't go to that many community barbecues.
So what's going to be on the agenda then? What are some of the top priority things this government's going to have to deal with when they do resume in September?
Well, it's still going to be on issues like the Trump tariffs and getting a trade deal with the United States. So far, Mark Carney hasn't done that. Pierre Poilievre last night in his victory speech not only thanked people, but said, okay, now I have to go and hold the government to account because they're not living up to their promises. Mark Carney and the Liberals said they were the people to deal with Trump. Don't know if you noticed yesterday, but there were an awful lot of world leaders with an interest in getting peace in Ukraine visiting the White House along with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, and Canada wasn't one of them. So we're being frozen out by the Americans on every front. Carney is not doing his job on that. The inflation numbers are out today, and overall they're pretty good, but that's because the price of oil is down, which isn't great for the Canadian economy. But food inflation is still up 3.3% from last year. Food inflation continues to be higher. Part of that is driven by the tariffs. So a lot of economic issues. But, the tough part for Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives is how do they hold the government to account in a way that's different than Justin Trudeau? Canadians are still giving Mark Carney a bit of a honeymoon phase. They're willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. I've even spoken to, some politicians on the prairies that you might not think are big fans of Mark Carney are saying, he's doing all right so far. We'll wait and see. That's what I keep hearing. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He seems like he wants to do the right thing, will he? And that's going to be the big question mark over Mark Carney and his government this fall. Will they deliver on all the things they've been promising?
I get that sense, too. A lot of people that I've talked to are saying that same thing. Well, maybe I wouldn't have normally voted for the Liberals, but I did this time, and I like the look of Carney, and we'll just give him a bit of time. The only criticism I have right now, and I was having this conversation with my wife the other day, I said, whatever you may think of Donald Trump, the guy is out there with his messaging every day, be it on social media or wherever. And it just seems like this summer, I was scrolling back through Carney's Twitter feed, and it was pretty, blasé stuff. And I'm just thinking, man, if you're trying to get more Canadians on your side to follow your vision of how we're going to deal with all this, don't you think he should be communicating a whole lot more on a regular basis? I just don't see or hear much from him.
Yeah, he's been a little quiet. He was out with Doug Ford yesterday, but again, didn't say much there. A couple of brief comments about the Air Canada strike, which thankfully appears to be done now.
Yeah.
Couple of comments on that, a couple of comments about the meeting with Zelensky. But, there comes a point where people will stop giving you the benefit of the doubt if you don't deliver. And on the issue with Trump, we went from being a top priority back in March. If you remember, Ontario Premier Doug Ford got called down to Washington after he threatened to cut off the electricity and put a 25% surcharge and all of that. In that meeting, which the some of Carney's guys were in, including Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne and Carney's point man on Canada-U.S. relations, Dominic LeBlanc, Howard Lutnick, Trump's Commerce Secretary, said, you know, you're our priority right after we do Liberation Day, which is what they were calling April 2nd when they announced all the tariffs.
Yeah.
Well, we came very close to a deal at the end of May. It somehow fell apart, and now we seem to have alienated them. So that will play well with some Canadians who are just angry at Trump, but it's not going to play well if tariffs remain in place, if food prices keep going up, and we don't have a deal. You know, I hear from his defenders saying, yeah, but he hasn't been in that long. Stephen Harper solved the softwood lumber dispute, which had been going on for decades, within less than 90 days after he became PM in 2006.
So with Pierre Poilievre, there will be a leadership review coming up in January. And with Carney's win in the election that we saw that I think surprised a lot of people, is there something in the voters' heads here, you think, when it comes to Pierre Poilievre? Do people not like him, you know, compared to, say, a Carney that was a bit of a mystery man?
Carney was a bit of a blank slate. You could paint on him whatever you wanted. And talking to a lot of voters, I heard a lot of different things, you know. People like myself who followed politics closely, who covered Mark Carney when he was bank governor all those years ago, you know, I knew who he was. I knew what he was about. I'd read his book. But a lot of people just painted something else on him. And I wouldn't say that, you know, there is a narrative out there that, well, people just don't like Poilievre. Well, some people don't. But he and his party got a big enough share of the popular vote that you would normally win a massive majority. He didn't win enough seats. Ergo, he lost the election, albeit holding the Liberals to a minority. But you're not going to get 41% of the vote if people just don't like you. Mark Carney only got and the Liberals only got a little bit more than that. They just happened to get it in the right spots in places like suburban Ontario. So, yeah, I don't buy into the people don't like Poilievre. He's going to face the leadership review. I think he's got to get above 70%, is my view, to hang on. If he gets 60%, which is unlikely, I think he'd have to resign. But, you know, he's going to face a very difficult prospect. You couldn't punch Justin Trudeau hard enough when he was in. People were so fed up with him at the end that it didn't matter how viciously you attacked him. People were, yeah, more of that. And I think the tone has to be really different. And if Carney starts delivering, then he's going to have a long runway. I was telling my friend Warren Kinsella this on his podcast the other day. If Carney starts delivering this fall, he has the chance to be like Jean Chrétien or Stephen Harper and govern for a long time.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if he doesn't, he could quickly become Paul Martin, a guy who wanted to be PM for a very long time and was only there for 18 months because, you know, if you remember his nickname, it was Mr. Dithers because he couldn't make up his mind. Cabinet meetings went on for hours because they couldn't come to a decision. He would just say, well, let's think about it again and go around the table one more time. We're waiting to see what Carney's going to be. If he starts delivering, Poilievre, you know, how does he attack him? How does he say, well, the government's not living up to it? So, a really interesting time for political watchers like myself.
Absolutely. And for Canadians, because as you say, there's this expectation that Carney is to deliver. And out here, of course, we've got the situation in our ag community where China has basically shut down our trade with canola. We've got a situation with a number of our other products going to the United States with tariffs. So these are the areas that people out here are going to say, what are you doing for us? So you met with Doug Ford yesterday, and Ford's got a lot of concerns on his plate down down there as well with the auto industry and other areas. So those are the kind of things that people are going to want to see progress on come fall here.
And one thing to watch is, does Mark Carney start going back to issues that were really, you know, symbolic for the Trudeau guys, but caused a lot of consternation, say like the limit on fertilizer to try and help with climate change? Do they go back to issues like that, or do they stay away from them? If they stay away from them, they'll do well.
Yeah.
If they go back to them, they're going to annoy an awful lot of people, including an awful lot of your listeners right now.
Absolutely, I agree. Pierre Poilievre was on this show on Friday, and he predicted we would see a federal election coming up in 2 years or less. So it's going to be an interesting 2 years.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a fantastic time. Just getting a text from my mother-in-law telling me she's listening to me on your station on the way to an appointment.
Hi, Mom.
That was in the middle of it. Carney, as I said, could be in there for a long time. If not, then Poilievre is going to have to find a way to reach out to those voters in Ontario, though. Look, they lost the seat in Saskatchewan this time. That happens every once in a while, but 13 out of 14 is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to figure out how to win suburban voters in Ontario. And, you know, last election was a resume contest, and enough people here said, well, we think the guy who's been in finance the whole time is best for the economy. That only lasts if the economy improves instead of going in the wrong direction. Unemployment's up, trade's down, and inflation is up. So, you know, some of the issues that Carney has to deal with, you want to be prime minister until you start getting the headaches.
Yeah, yeah. Well, lots of fodder for you, Brian Lilly.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Brian Lilly, a Toronto Sun political columnist. Some thoughts on where the country's at politically and what may lie ahead. Off our text line at 1-877-332-8255. We're getting a bunch of comments in from people relating to Pierre Poilievre, relating to Prime Minister Carney. We'll share some of those in just a moment. All part of the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Nice morning on the go across Saskatchewan. Heat warnings up for the southern part of the province. It's going to be hot. Saskatoon, they're saying a high for Saskatoon around 32. Regina, highs around 34. And the heat warning is all across, pretty well south of Chamberlain, all across the southern part of the province. High temperature and high humidity. They're saying the Humidex for Regina this afternoon could have it feeling like 40 degrees. Good day to be on the deck in the shade. Having a cold one. Off our text line at 1-877-332-8255. After we were talking to a political columnist, Brian Lilly, about Pierre Poilievre, the by-election, and the fact that Parliament is to resume sitting mid-September, and it's about time, right? So what are people thinking? One of our listeners here, Cal, says Carney's going to do nothing. He's not interested in the benefit of Canadians. He's not passionate about Canada. Say what you want about Trump, he is passionate about America doing better. That's from Cal. And then we have James on the text line, says, yes, the voters are always right. They voted for somebody that they didn't know because they knew they didn't like Pierre Poilievre and all of the Christian value. But conservatives don't want to hear that, and they will always be an opposition. That's coming from James. Colleen, thank you for your text. Colleen sent in a photo of a pound of lean ground beef. And she pulled that off of Flip, which is an app where you can, you know, find groceries, good prices at different stores. A pound of lean ground beef, $8.50. And to that, Colleen says, this is an indication of where our food prices are going. This was from yesterday when I was checking sale prices. It's nice to know how our federal government has only worked a few weeks, yet received $300,000+ a year. Do you think they're earning ground beef or beef tenderloin? Didn't Carney say during the election, judge me by the price of groceries? Well, I'm judging him. Those comments from Colleen off our text line at 1-877-332-8255. Coming up towards the top of the hour, coming up after 10 o'clock here. everything is up in price, right? You know, we were talking earlier about how busy the real estate market is in Saskatchewan. Sure, our prices are lower than a lot of other Canadian cities, but it's still an expensive proposition buying a home. Food prices in so many areas are on the rise. We all see that every day when we go to the grocery store. Have you bought a vehicle lately? Coming up after 10 o'clock, we've got a vice president with the folks at Auto Trader. And of course, they had a good handle on vehicle prices, just because so many people like buying and selling their vehicles through Auto Trader. Well, similar to what we saw COVID times, used car prices are on the rise again. How's that compared to new car prices? We'll get some insight on that from a VP with Auto Trader who's going to join us here coming up after 10 o'clock. And our theme today that we kicked off the show was it's National Potato Day. I kid you not, there is such a thing. And boy, I've got some really good recipes and ideas that people have been texting in. You know, I was saying the standard, well, I like my boiled potatoes and I like fried potatoes and I like scallop potatoes, that sort of thing. But I've had some other ones. And, you know, I've had these. I've never heard them called this. This was Chris texted in saying Schwartz potatoes. Well, my sister-in-law makes this. We used to have an annual get-together out at our acreage when we lived out south of the city, and all the family from across Western Canada would show up, and she would come with a couple of trays of these. So it's hash brown potatoes, mushroom soup, sour cream. I think maybe there's some onions in there, and you put it in like a cake pan, and you bake it. Oh, God, those are good. I've never heard them called that. But yes, Chris, Schwartz potatoes. I think we just called them the potato casserole, or hash brown casserole is maybe what we call that. And then Mary Jane sent one in. Again, I've never heard of these, but I'm curious. Hasselback potatoes. So she takes a full potato and doesn't cut all the way through, just does these kind of thin slices through the potato, not all the way to the bottom, and then some seasoning in between the slices, and then you bake it. That looks good too. So there's good thing that you find out on this National Potato Day. Your news is on the way here, and as I mentioned earlier, coming up just after 10:30 this morning. So how's it going getting around Regina these days? We've got Curtis Doney. Curtis is the deputy city manager for city operations in Regina. He's going to join us after 10:30 because they're getting around to the midway point of their construction season. Construction on the roadways in Regina normally run, depending on the weather, April through October. There's a lot of road work still to be done in Regina, but he's going to give us an update. And I've been asking our Regina listeners, if you've got a question you'd like to pose or you've got a comment about the construction zones and how it's affecting you this summer, by all means, send me a text. I'll get to as many of those while we have him on the radio. Our text line, 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. So that'll come up after 10:30 this morning on the Evan Bray Show on CJME and CKOM.